Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. You've got Q104. I'm a little nervous about the drive to work this morning. The morning commute looks like it could be a little bit of a mess. It rained all last night.
Yeah, it's pretty gross out there right now.
And there is standing water in places where there shouldn't be.
Yeah, that's never a good thing.
So this morning, as I'm on 90 eastbound, right there at the Jennings Split, if there weren't cars in front of me, I would not have noticed the standing water. Like, because it's so dark in that area.
Yeah.
But there were cars in front of me, and all of a sudden, it's like you're in the splash zone.
Oof.
At Cedar Point, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like, slow down. You got to go through this huge puddle of standing water, and I'm just watching Fox 8 News. It looks like that's not the only area that has standing water this morning. So
yeah, I hit a couple of patches where it was just like puddles, little teeny tiny hydroplanes. So be careful.
And there's, it annoys me. There's trucks that I apparently have four-wheel drive and just do not slow down in weather like this.
Oh, no. People are still driving like crazy.
Yeah.
Already out there this morning. So
I feel like I'm in their way. And they're probably saying, how come this person can't drive in the rain? Well, no, I'm trying to be cautious because
I'm doing my best.
There's standing water out there. So make it a safe morning. Thank you for being with us this morning. Rain's going to continue all day. We're going to be in the low 50s. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. This is Scary Piano. Doom, doom, doom. Doom, 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 doom. Alyssa, how is watching Twilight last night with your mom? What theater was it?
We went to South Park Mall in Strongsville, the theater there.
Was it packed?
Actually, it was not. We weren't the only ones there by any means. But it was not packed. I deducted that I think that it was because like a lot of theaters were showing it. Like, I'm pretty sure like most like Regal or Cinemarks were showing it yesterday. So I think that we were all dispersed, all the twihards across Cleveland.
Was it as magical as it was the first time that you saw Twilight, to watch it again last night?
Of course.
It really was?
No, it
You're
really
not just
was.
Saying that?
I mean, I also did just watch it like a month ago, so it's not like I haven't seen it in forever. But it's always magical when I watch me some Twilights.
And what about your mom? Did she have a nice time?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I kept having to go, shh. She kept trying to talk to me in the movie. I'm like, Mom. The movie. I know we've seen it, but like, come on. Maybe there's someone here who hasn't.
I would have just taken a nap.
Well, that's why I didn't ask you to go.
You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Hash it out on the way, 7:25 this morning. Justin Bieber. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Did you see Alyssa Rose? That dictionary.com has revealed their pick for the 2025 word of the year.
Oh, I saw it.
Already in October, they have decided the word of the year.
I think they're spot on. I really do. You know what? There have been a lot of words in phrases this year. Thank you, Gen Alpha. But I got to say, I do think that this one takes the cake.
Dictionary.com has chosen 6-7.
6-7.
This is Kimmel last night talking about that.
By the way, according to Dictionary.com, the word of the year for 2025, they've already decided, is 6-7.
6-7!
I said, out of here with that!
Come on, guys, let's go.
I hear
let's
enough
go.
Of
come
it
on.
At home.
Let's go.
They're making numbers the word of the year. That does it's like if People magazine named a roast beef sandwich sexiest man alive.
I do love Arby's, so I'd be down for that.
The actual definition, according to dictionary.com, 6-7, it's meaningless, ubiquitous, and nonsensical.
Well,
and
now I got to look up ubiquitous. What does that mean?
Well, that's why dictionary.com put ubiquitous there, because they want you to stay on dictionary.com as long as possible. So if they put a word in there that you don't understand, you're just constantly looking up words.
Yeah, just keep going down the rabbit hole.
Look, we're sick of it too, okay? Especially me. Because for me, I feel like I was ahead of all this.
You were, because I feel like 6-7 started at like the beginning of the summer for you and your boys.
And that's only because I have a 14-year-old and a 10-year-old. So
yeah, you can't escape it.
I was on top of this. All I ask is that don't forget about it until November 1st. Give us one more day.
You can forget about it completely on Saturday.
Right. Just wait until we debut our Halloween costume tomorrow.
You'll understand in like less than 24 hours. It's going to all make sense.
It's like the worst kept secret now, isn't it?
Kind of.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. We are ready to hash it out this morning. So, Alyssa, when I first saw this hash it out, I almost passed it over. I was like,
what?
It's about Halloween costumes. And I feel like we just did that last week during Hash It Out.
We
and I
did.
Was like, do we really want to get into some Halloween costume debate again? But then I read about what the issue is between Violet and Henry about the Halloween costume. And I was like, yeah, you know what? My bad. We should bring in Violet to explain what's going on. Violet, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So your boyfriend Henry is here, and we're going to find out what this disagreement is. But Violet, tell us what's going on between you and Henry.
Yeah, so tomorrow night, Henry and I are supposed to go to a Halloween party, and this is his thing. It's for his work, and I'm just, you know, being a plus one. But the problem is I'm going as a deer, because after his work party, I'm going to be meeting up with some friends of my own. And so I showed him my costume, and he seemed to have an issue with it. It's not like we're matching or anything. He's going as whatever he's doing, and I'm doing this deer thing because my best friend Olivia is going to be a hunter. So I'm actually the second part of that costume.
Okay, cute.
Thank you.
So what exactly is it about the deer costume that he doesn't like? Like, why does he not want you to wear this thing to his work party?
He thinks it's too slutty. He thinks that he doesn't want me to make a bad impression on my first time, because this is the first time I would be meeting his boss, his friends, and he didn't want their impression of me to be tarnished. But it's Halloween. Like, we're allowed to dress up however we want.
Is there any chance? Well, I'm trying to come up with solutions, but this is Hash It Out. We need to bring in Henry to explain his side of all of this.
Yeah, I want to talk to him a little bit.
All right, Henry, come on in.
Hey.
All right, so you have a work party tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You're taking your girlfriend, Violet, and you think that her Halloween costume is too revealing.
Yeah. First of all, I did not say I don't like how you look in your costume. You know, you look great. You know, I think you look great. But this is a work thing I have to go through. And the boss's boss will be there, and a bunch of people I work with, and their spouses. All I'm saying is, like, please don't wear that specific outfit.
Honestly, I don't really care what they think. And if I'm going to wear it out in public tomorrow night, I'll wear it in front of your coworkers. I'm not the one who's embarrassed.
Hold up. I'm not embarrassed. I just want you to tone it down.
There's nothing to tone down. If I feel comfortable in it, that's all that matters.
Can't you wear, like, one outfit?
Yeah, why can't you wear, like, a couple, like, a different outfit with Henry? Like, wear, like, a couple's costume
and do, like, a quick change before the second function.
Yeah, why not do that?
That's stupid. I'm not doing that. It's ridiculous. So, and you know what? If it means so much to you, you can go to the party alone. And I'm going to go out with Olivia and my friends and do my thing. And you can go back to your job and you can do your thing. I'm not going to wear two different outfits. I'm not doing that.
Can you help me out here? Like, am I being unreasonable?
Okay, let me just, so that I make sure I understand this. Henry, you don't want Violet wearing this costume because you don't want her to make a bad first impression. It has nothing to do with the fact that, like, you're worried that, like, she might get some attention.
No, that's not it at all.
Okay. Okay. It's, like, truly you just want to keep it a little
insecure.
More, like, PG for work.
Yes. I'm not insecure about that at all. Like, no.
I still don't get it. Like, what? How revealing is this deer costume? And what's the point of the deer costume anyway?
I mean, it does show some serious cleavage. And the whole idea of it is Olivia wanted to be a hunter. And I was like, hey, I'll be a deer.
So the deer costume is part of a couple's costume with your friend. That's why you're some deer.
Yes.
Okay. And you're holding firm to this. All right. 216-474-0104. Henry, honestly, I think you should go to the party by yourself. That's my what? Advice for you right now.
Okay.
Bill taking the easy way out here.
216-474-0104. Should Henry have an opinion on Violet's Halloween costume?
Should Violet budge and just wear something different to Henry's party?
216-474-0104. Let's hash it out next on the Q Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Swedish House Mafia, the 7:30 banger this morning. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Let's get back into Hash It Out. Violet and Henry, they are boyfriend and girlfriend, and maybe not for long. I'm not sure.
Yeah, this is their first Halloween together, and it's sounding like it might be their last.
Yeah, they've only been dating for about 8 months, and tomorrow night, Henry has been invited to a Halloween party. It's being hosted by one of his coworkers. So a lot of his coworkers are going to be there. He mentioned that his boss is going to be there. And Violet, he wants to take Violet along with him to the party, except she's wearing this deer costume.
This sexy deer costume. I didn't even know that you could make a deer sexy. Who knew?
Alyssa just found, it's not Violet, but Alyssa just found a picture of this costume, and we just posted it up on our Instagram, at the Q Morning Show, so you can look at it.
I'm kind of split on whether or not I think it's, like, wildly inappropriate, but I kind of feel like, I don't know, like, since it is a work function, like, I do see where Henry is coming from, and those shorts are pretty short, and depending on, it's kind of like a onesie, but it's, like, shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on, like, how far she unzips it, there could definitely be some cleavage.
But Violet is saying, I'm wearing this outfit, you don't tell me what I'm going to wear,
right.
And then afterwards she's going out with a friend of hers, and that's why she refuses to compromise here. Amber in Rootstown, good morning.
Good morning.
Whose side are you on Hash It Out?
I'm on his side.
Okay,
Henry.
Yes.
Why do you feel that way?
Okay, so, I mean, there's some context missing, like, you know, what kind of job he has. Maybe it's a corporate job, whatever. Either way, even if you worked, like, for fast food, I think the basic, like, lack of respect for your partner is kind of a red flag for me.
Like he's requesting, like, please, I want to make a good first impression on my coworkers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't think that's unreasonable. While I understand her argument is like, you're not going to tell me what to do, whatever. Okay. Well, maybe you shouldn't be in a relationship if you don't have basic respect for your partner and also wanting to make a good impression, like a lasting impression.
All right. Thank you, Amber. Appreciate you listening this morning. Monica's in Brecksville. Monica, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on Hash It Out?
I agree with what the other person said. It should be a huge red flag if she can't respect him and his wishes for meeting people for the first time. It's his job. You don't know what it's based on.
Right.
It's just a respect item. Just like you wouldn't go to a function and get drunk in front of coworkers.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would hope not. I'm sure people definitely do, but those are the stories that you hear about afterward that you're like, oh boy.
All right, let's see what Jessica in Elyria has to say. Jessica, good morning.
Hi, good morning. So I do side with Henry. A work type of party is not appropriate for the whole cleavage thing. Now knowing that she can zip it up and kind of have some control over that, there's absolutely no reason why she can't do something to make it a little bit more appropriate. The cleavage at the work function is just not necessary. She's not respecting him or her relationship. And
I've got to be honest, I'm a little surprised by... It seems like the majority of people, I'm skimming through the text here, are on Henry's side.
Yeah, this text that we got, this is the strongest I've ever felt on Hash It Out. This woman has no respect for him at all. I'd say go to the party alone and never look back. I mean, usually I am siding with the woman. Typically, I would say wear whatever you want.
That's what I thought. I thought we would have an outpouring
Something about the way that she was talking to him, because he did sound like he was being reasonable. Like, and I just feel like she is not, especially seeing the costume now. I'm like, you could put leggings underneath, like, and just take them off before you go out with your friends. Like, there's options, and she just doesn't want to compromise.
Huh. Interesting. 216-474-0104. I was thinking from this standpoint, where just listening to Violet, like, almost get mad when we were coming up with suggestions about how...
Yeah, she didn't want to hear it.
Right. And I was just thinking, you know, Henry, just go to the party by yourself because she sounds lame.
Like, I think he would have more fun without her. Sorry, Henry.
She doesn't sound like any fun. Like, I don't want to hang out with her tomorrow night.
Yeah. Like, Yeah, maybe reassess the move for tomorrow night.
All right, 216-474-0104. You can text us if you have anything further. And again, if you want to see the skimpy deer costume, you can go to our Instagram, at The Q Morning Show.
They'll make anything sexy these days.
Will they make the K-pop Demon Hunters outfits sexy?
No, I hope not. Don't do that.
Huntrix, The Q Morning Show. Ashley in Avon is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Whoever gets the most questions right between you and Alyssa will win the game. But if you are tied, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Ashley?
Yes.
Question one. In what town in Massachusetts did the legendary witch trials take place?
Salem.
Question two, what is an adult male goose called?
A gander.
Question three, what is the term for the person who sometimes you need to witness signatures on a document?
A notary.
Question four, the 2011 romantic comedy, No Strings Attached, followed two friends who tried to maintain a casual relationship without falling in love. It starred Natalie Portman and who else?
Ashton Kutcher.
Final question. Name the only continent that is located in all four hemispheres, north, south, east, and west.
Europe.
Alyssa, will you please come back to the studio? Ashley, really good performance. Is this are you a first-time player?
Yes.
You did really well. Alyssa is making her way back in the studio. Alyssa, meet Ashley in Avon.
Good morning, Ashley.
Hi. Good morning.
She just went 4 for 5.
Oh, what? Nice.
No, really impressive.
And did I hear first-time player?
First-time player.
What?
The second one I realized after I said it, but
happens to the best of us.
Let's see how Alyssa does with these same questions. Number one, in what town of Massachusetts did the legendary witch trials take place?
Salem.
What is an adult male goose called?
a goose?
It's a gander.
Oh.
A male goose is a gander.
Interesting.
You even said the word gander in the studio this morning.
Yeah, I did.
Not talking about a goose.
No, I used it in the sense of look around.
Yeah.
Take a gander.
You did.
Yeah. I didn't know it had a double meaning.
And when you said it, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to ask a gander question today.
Yeah, well, I still didn't get it. Would you look at that?
Question three. What is the term for the person who sometimes you need to witness signatures on a document?
Witness?
It's a notary.
Mm.
Question four. The 2011 romantic comedy, No Strings Attached, followed two friends who tried to maintain a casual relationship without falling in love. It starred Natalie Portman and who else?
Justin Timberlake? Oh, my God.
Ashton Kutcher was in this one. There was a movie.
Friends with Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake.
Right.
And then Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher. And then Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher now are married. Do you see why I'm confused?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I chose the question, to trip you up a little bit.
Getting tricky.
Question five, name the only continent that is located in all four hemispheres, north, south, east, and west.
South America?
No, that is Africa.
This is so bad.
Alyssa did terrible today.
Wow. That's spooky.
She got the first question, and that's it.
Whew.
1 point today for Alyssa.
First time, and
Ashley,
you whooped my butt,
that
Ashley.
That is incredible. 4 for 5 today for Ashley. Just beats Alyssa into the ground this morning.
Yikes.
Ashley, congratulations. We have fantastic prizes for you. We're also going to mail the Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant and the diploma to your house.
Exciting. My name is Ashley, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Taylor Swift, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Yeah, so it's trick or treat tonight in Avon. And from what I'm reading here, the good folks of Avon, some of them anyway, aren't happy about it at all.
Well, it's not Halloween.
The reason why is because Avon's football team is really, really good. They're like one of the best teams in the state.
Friday Night Football.
And so weeks ago, the powers that be in Avon said, hey, you know what? We're probably going to have a football game on Halloween night.
Mm-hmm.
We should make some alternate plans. So they moved Halloween to Thursday night. Well, as it turns out, Avon football team, they are so good, they have a bye this week. So they don't have to play.
Oh, my gosh. So they don't even have a game.
Right. So they'll play next week, not tomorrow night.
Oh, wow.
And the Avon residents are like, well, hey, can we move Halloween back to Friday?
Yeah.
Too late.
Oh, the deadline is passed?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not in city government.
Yeah, I don't know who makes those decisions.
As you know, I would assume that there's a lot of logistics that go into this.
Mm-hmm.
And
you got to get the word out, too.
Right. Like, how do you know? Like, all of a sudden, people are confused. You got people trick-or-treating on Thursday night and Friday night. So once you make that change, you got to stick with it. And, yeah, especially since the weather's bad today. It's rain.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And then it's not supposed to even be raining tomorrow. So, like, those kids are going to get the short end of the stick tonight.
Olmsted Falls, Streetsboro, they did the same thing, except they moved their trick-or-treat to Saturday. This is an issue where I live in Rocky River. I don't know how big of an issue unless you go on Facebook and you see where. So Rocky River has a playoff game tomorrow night.
Okay.
And it's home. So they're hosting it and the trick-or-treat's going on at the same time. And some residents are asking on Facebook anyway, can we move trick-or-treat? And I don't think anybody has made that decision.
Oh, man. So Rocky River wants trick-or-treat changed. Avon Lake wants it changed back to Halloween.
Well, everybody has a different opinion. It's like, we can handle both things.
Yeah.
We can trick-or-treat and watch a football game in the same night. And then some other people are saying, well, what if there's an emergency because we've got you know, resources diverted to football? And then,
I mean, I understand that. Plus, if you've got an older kiddo that's maybe on the football team and then a younger kid that wants to go trick-or-treating, that's tough.
Tom's in Lakewood. Tom, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Is Lakewood still playing football?
I'm not really sure, but it's football takes precedent over trick or treating, over whatever. High school football, especially, it's sacred around here.
Mm-hmm.
Trick or treating should be on Friday or Saturday, either way. Because why would you want to? I know it is on a Friday this year, but why would you want to have it in the middle of the week in previous or next year? When the kids got to go to school the next day.
Yeah.
So that's a whole subject for another day. But high school football takes precedent. It's huge in this area. Don't make people fight over that stuff. The people in Avon are trying to repeat, you know, so give them their, you know, the people that want it, then have it both days.
That's a lot of candy, man.
How about 3 days?
Have you seen
Alyssa, you would have it every day, according to you, because of Halloween. I would never have it. But that's, you know, we can debate that another day as well.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not right. You make a wonderful point. I would have Halloween every day if I could.
So high school football takes precedent, period, point blank.
All right, Tom. Thank you. Tom says, screw those kids.
Get off my lawn.
Tom, real quick before I let you go, because this is what we're going to get into in a little bit. And I know that Alyssa's trying to goad me into some sort of a fight. What is the... Oh, Tom already left, so I can't even...
Oh, no! I know what you were about to ask, and I know that Tom would have had an opinion about it, too. Were you going to ask about how old is too old?
We're getting into the Halloween cutoff age. Coming up, the Q Morning Show. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. The boss sent a text and said, did you hear Alyssa when she lost Alyssa's College of Knowledge at 7:55? It sounded like she was hyperventilating.
I was.
I want to check the tape. So I have to go back and check that. All right. Hold on. This is what happened at 7:55. No, that is Africa.
This is so bad. I couldn't help it.
Hold on. I'm going to hear that again.
It was such a bad game.
Hold on. No, that is Africa.
This is so bad. It was brutal. Brutal, man. I don't think I've ever had that bad of a game.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens at 8:55.
I hope it goes better.
You might need CPR. at 8:55 this morning. All right, so Alyssa's going to try to goad me into this trick-or-treating debate. I know it because she wants to make me sound like a cruel...
A Halloween Scrooge.
That's a good way.
A Halloween Grinch.
That's a good way to put it.
Because that's what you're being.
Next after Benson Boone, the Q Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa with you. So the question that we're going to pose... This is it, isn't it? What is the cutoff age for trick-or-treating? You want to state your case and I'll state mine. I've said this before. I'm not embarrassed by this.
You're not embarrassed of being a Grinch?
I'm not going to run from this. Well, you don't even know what I'm going to say. You do have an idea.
I do have an idea. I've been working with you for over a year now. I have some sort of inkling of what you're going to say.
All right, you state your case.
Okay. I believe that there is no cutoff age. That is a fictional thing. You are never too old to go trick-or-treating. And here's why. Okay. Because especially when we're talking about the older teens, even if you want to say like 19, 20, those kids in air quotes, are choosing to be kids for a few hours on Halloween and go trick-or-treating when they could be getting into trouble. They could be doing something far more nefarious. But they're choosing to be kids. And I love that. And I don't think that you're ever too old to be a kid.
The unofficial cutoff age for trick-or-treat should be 13. So you need to be 12 and under. You at least need to examine your life at that point. Now, if I see a 14-year-old, a 15-year-old, a 16-year-old show up at my house trick-or-treating, I will give them candy, and I will not say a word. They can have it. They can have all the candy they want.
But then why are you saying 13 is the cutoff? If you're fine with the older teens coming by trick-or-treating anyways...
I'm not going to deny them. However, I
so
think
So again,
that,
this isn't really a rule.
I think that you should examine your life and your choices as a teenager.
But you're now, still such a kid at 13.
You say that there's no cutoff age. If you're an adult, I don't want you to see you at my door.
Why?
I do not want to see a grown 45-year-old man show up at my front door asking for candy.
By himself? It might be a little strange.
Okay, fine. Two 45-year-old men.
I still don't think that's that weird.
Considering grown men, 45 years of age.
Okay, it's weird.
Trick or treating. It's weird.
That's weird. But
so that's why I say there should be a cutoff age. I think
that there is a middle ground in there somewhere. You know, I think that like my husband and I, 32 years old, going around as a couple. If we were going to go trick or treating, I don't think that that's weird. We don't have kids. Let us have fun. Let us partake.
All I'm saying is it's an opportunity at 13 years old to examine your priorities. Case in point, my oldest son, Will, 14 years old. He will be wearing a costume tomorrow night because he's going to wear a costume to the Rocky River football game.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not going trick-or-treating. There's just more important things now in his life, and he has other priorities. Trick-or-treating is not one of them.
Now, I think that's fair. If the priority just falls... for the kid, fine. But if that is still something that's important to them at 17, heck yeah. I love that for them.
Okay, I'm not going to deny them. I'm just saying I think we have to start somewhere. And I say start at 13.
Aren't there bigger problems? Aren't there bigger fish to fry?
Because then you have those grown adults showing up at your door. You don't want that. 216-474-0104. Where do you stand on this important, complex issue? Should there be a cutoff age for trick-or-treat?
State your case.
216-474-0104. I don't want any adults. No adults.
I'm fine with it.
Come by my house.
Q104. Every phone line on hold. The texts are coming in. Why is this such a hot topic every year?
Every year.
Is it because of my stance on this?
I think it is just one of those things that people all feel very differently on because everybody stopped trick-or-treating at a different time themselves.
Let's start with, these are our DoorDashers, Kylie and Josh. These are grown adults, right?
Okay, they're early 20s.
They want to go trick-or-treating.
So?
Okay.
It's Halloween!
I'm whispering like they can't hear us on hold. You guys are going trick-or-treating, right, Kylie and Josh?
Yeah.
I love this for you guys. Seriously, this is like one of the hills that I will die on. You are never too old to trick or treat. You guys are dressing up, right?
Yeah, we're going as Jack and Sally.
Oh my God. Perfect. Okay, as long as you come in costume, I don't care how old someone is. If you come to my door in costume, you're getting candy.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. We think we're going to go to Lakewood.
Oh, fun.
We're going to just, because now we can drive, so we can hit like... a lot of places, I feel like. So I feel like it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, you could always do, like, Lakewood, do some trick-or-treating, and then make your way over to, like, Mayhalls or the Winchester or, like, something like that afterward.
Right.
The only reason that I find this acceptable in the case of Kylie and Josh as adults going trick-or-treating is because they are DoorDashers. So if they're always bringing food to people's doors, hey... there's nothing wrong with people giving back and giving you candy. If you bring them food,
that's absolutely true.
You should get candy. So in this case, I will accept it. I will allow it here.
I support it in all cases, but especially in this case that you've made a very good point. It is your guys' turn to go up to the doors and get something in return.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it like that.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Drive safe out there.
Thank you so much.
Have so much fun and send us pics.
Thank you.
I think they should avoid Lakewood, though, because What if they go to Tom's house?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, don't go to Tom's house. Tom will not be happy to see you.
Tom called up a little while ago and said we should cancel Halloween because of high school football.
Just like forever. I don't think he ever wants Halloween to happen again.
What do you think about that, Elena? Elena in North Olmsted?
I think Tom peaked in high school and needs to get a life at this point.
Yikes.
Like, why do you care about high school football when you're a full-grown, sound, middle-aged man?
Hold on.
Oh, you're hitting close to home for Bill right now.
No.
Nothing wrong with middle-aged. I'm just saying, like, why do you care? Like, the high schoolers probably are going to be at the football game. It's not a bunch of six-year-olds going to the football game.
True.
Well, I think it's okay to care about high school football if you're, I don't have
we should always put it before Halloween. That's literally insane. I find that to be, I think he should be locked up.
You know what? Yes, I agree.
All right. So you have no cutoff age then for
okay, trick-or-treat? What I'll say about the cutoff age is I stopped going trick-or-treating when I started going to parties. Mm-hmm. And I was not of age. So, like, do you want me to collect candy that people are going to give out anyway? Or do you want me to be underage drinking? Not me specifically, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, teenagers.
That is exactly what I was trying to say earlier when I said, like, they're actively choosing to be kids for a little bit longer. That's such a good point. I stopped going trick-or-treating when I, too, started going to parties.
Why does it have to be either or?
Because it's like, Halloween. People are going to do something.
Sit at home?
Yeah.
I'm going to trick-or-treat or I'm going to underage drink. It's got to be one of the two.
There's only two either options
way,
for Halloween.
So stupid.
Yeah, pick your poison, Bill.
All right. Thank you, Elena. Appreciate you listening this morning. One more, Tiffany in Brook Park. Tiffany, what do you think? Should there be a cutoff age for Halloween?
I absolutely do not think that there should be a cutoff age.
Thank you.
And your reason why?
So, number one, I work in a nursing home, and they let the kids come in and the residents give them treats, but I can't tell you how much the residents love getting treats too. It makes their day.
Aww.
It's so crazy. And also, my cousin, he lives in Brunswick, and he is like the famous person on his street because he likes to give out potatoes for Halloween, and the parents think it's hilarious. And they come up and talk to him, and he'll give them a potato too.
Oh, that is, I would love that too.
All right.
Yeah.
He's the potato house.
All right, Tiffany, I'm not saying don't celebrate Halloween. That's not what I'm saying. You're clearly celebrating Halloween in the nursing home, and I understand that the residents like it. But the residents are not going out into the neighborhood trick-or-treating.
But they're still getting treats.
Okay, like, I'm not saying don't eat candy. That's not what I said. If I see some senior citizens coming to my door trick-or-treating, I'm going to think that's weird, and I'm just going to give them a potato. I am going to have those little red potatoes. And I'm
you got to go for the big boys.
If you're an adult, no, you're not getting a large baked potato.
Yeah, you got to get a big old potato.
That's a baked potato. I'm going to bake it for them.
You're going to bake it for them? Put some butter and cheese in there, too?
All right, Tiffany.
Yeah, but I agree with Alyssa. Just make everybody happy.
Okay,
Thank you.
I'm making a nuanced point here, and everybody's just taking it into all these weird different directions.
Because there is no cutoff age for trick-or-treat.
All right. Anything further, 216-474-0104. Happy Halloween.
Almost.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Can you make Alyssa sound like this when she loses Alyssa's College of Knowledge? No, that is Africa.
This is so bad.
Try to make Alyssa hyperventilate.
Make me lose that badly.
In less than 10 minutes, the Q Morning Show. Brandy in Bainbridge is going to give it a shot this morning. Brandy, good morning.
Good morning.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Brandy, are you ready?
As ready as I'm going to be.
Question one. What is the name of a carved pumpkin?
A jack-o'-lantern.
Question two. What creature has the upper half of a woman and the tail of a fish?
A mermaid.
Question three, the name of the 16th century French astrologist who some believe has predicted future events.
I'll pass. I have no clue.
Question four, what breakfast cereal is known as the Breakfast of Champions?
Wheaties.
Final question. This novel, adapted into a movie back in 2007, swept the Oscars, including Best Picture and Best Supporting Actor for Javier Bardem.
Oh, no. I don't know who he is, which the people will probably roast me for, but the only thing I can think of is Da Vinci Code.
Okay, Brandy, let's get Alyssa back in the studio.
Okay.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Brandy, are you a first-time player this morning?
I am. I've never played before.
You did very well. Let me count you up here. One, two, three, correct. Three out of five.
Okay, I'll take it.
Not bad for your first time. Alyssa, meet Brandy in Bainbridge.
Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
So Brandy is hoping that you do not get three correct here.
Well, given the week that I've had, that's very possible.
Yeah, this morning was a disaster.
Yeah, that was probably like my worst showing yet.
Question number one. What is the name of a carved pumpkin?
A jack-o'-lantern.
Question two. What creature has the upper half of a woman and the tail of a fish?
A mermaid.
Question three. The name of the 16th century astrologist who some believe has predicted future events.
I don't know.
Nobody knows this guy?
No.
No, I don't think he's popular.
Nostradamus.
Ooh, wouldn't have gotten that.
Really? Would you have gotten Nostradamus, Brandy?
No, I truthfully never heard of him.
Fascinating.
I always get Nostradamus confused with Nosferatu, which is Dracula.
Okay, I did not know that Dracula's name was Nosferatu. So I learned something during Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Well, would you look at that?
Question four, what breakfast cereal is known as the Breakfast of Champions?
Wheaties.
Wheaties is correct. Final question. This novel, adapted into a movie back in 2007, swept the Oscars, including Best Picture and Best Supporting Actor for Javier Bardem.
2007?
Yes.
Slumdog Millionaire?
Sorry, it was No Country for Old Men.
Mm.
One of my favorite all-time movies. And there you have it. Did you guys miss the same questions? No, I don't. Yes, you did. You both missed the same questions. So we have to settle for a tie today. It's 3-all.
All right. I don't feel so bad then if you missed the same ones as me, Brandy.
I was going to say, I'm happy to tie with you, even if it's a loss for me.
Exactly. Same.
Yeah, Brandy, thank you for listening to our show. Thank you for getting up the courage to play today. We hope you'll try again someday.
For sure.
And we do have fantastic prizes, so hang on, all right?
Oh, perfect. Thank you. My name is Brandy, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.